I'm Margaret Anderson, a longtime supporter of KMUW. I listen because it's just where I get my true and trusted news. They don't talk in sound bites. They really go in depth on a story, and once you've heard it, you understand it, and you know more about the pros and cons and all the different sides of a story, everything you need to know. And if you haven't been a contributor, start now. If you're a listener, be a part of this community and help support us.
Good morning. It's Friday, September 12th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The Atlanta band Drop Sonic will perform its first Wichita show in more than 15 years tonight at Kirby's. The band's vocalist and guitarist Dan Dixon says he has vivid memories of the trio's first show at Kirby's in late 2003.
I remember it felt like being inside of like a coal miner's lung.
That's coming up after the news. Wichita police say they've arrested two men in an incident that sent Wichita Northwest High School into a lockdown Wednesday. The incident occurred at a convenience store at 13th and Tyler. Five students from Northwest High went there to buy items from the men. An argument spilled out into the store's parking lot. Police say one of the men fired a shot into the air to scare the students away. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault. Nearby at Northwest High was put on lockdown for a time after the incident. The Wichita Police Department says it plans to increase education about the city's new ordinance regarding golf carts. The city council approved an ordinance in March to allow golf carts on any city street with a speed limit of 30 miles per hour or lower. The carts are banned from sidewalks and other areas used by pedestrians. People driving a golf cart must be at least 16 years old and have a driver's license. They must also have insurance on the golf cart. Captain Aaron Moses is with the Wichita Police Department.
We have seen people violating this ordinance, and we have been providing some education, but we are going to step up that education in areas where we have received complaints about golf carts violating the ordinance.
People who violate the law can face fines of up to $200. A coroner's report says a sheriff's officer knelt on a 50-year-old man's back before the man died in the Wyandotte County Jail, Peggy Lowe reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation ruled Charles Adair's death a homicide last week. Adair died on July 5th from what KBI said was mechanical asphyxiation after an altercation with deputies. But according to a coroner's report obtained by KCUR, a sheriff's deputy knelt on Adair's back just before the inmate was found unresponsive and soon pronounced dead. A spokesman for the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office said it is reviewing the case and has not made a decision on charges. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A Kansas Senate committee studying government efficiency is considering the use of artificial intelligence to detect waste and abuse. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
The idea is to use AI for things like processing payments and detecting fraud in Medicaid or unemployment claims. Rob Cohen is a representative from Accenture, a global tech consulting firm. He told Kansas lawmakers that new technology could also help the state get reimbursed faster for money spent on natural disasters.
AI can crank through thousands and thousands and thousands of items on an invoice in hours versus weeks and months, which it takes humans.
But lawmakers raised concerns about data privacy and mistakes made by AI. Committee members said they want to continue studying how other state governments use AI. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas education leaders say young students need more time in school to make up for learning gaps, and they wonder whether summer school might help. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson has proposed a statewide summer school project focused on kids in kindergarten, first, and second grades. He wants to have it up and running in several school districts by next summer. Watson asked Kansas State Board of Education members this week for tentative approval to plan the three-year project.
We'd use the results to inform statewide, what does a good summer school look like? What is the amount of time you're probably going to need to move the needle?
The project would involve urban and rural districts across the state. Watson says it would focus on young students who score below grade level on reading and math tests. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
McPherson College will partner with the University of Kansas School of Nursing to help students earn a nursing degree. Students will complete 60 hours of prerequisite nursing courses at McPherson. The next 60 hours will be taken at the KU campus in Salina or online. McPherson College established a health science program in 2020 to help reduce health disparities in rural Kansas. The state continues to struggle with a shortage of nurses. A report from KU says about half of the state's nurses plan to retire in the next 5 years. The city of Wichita has announced a new executive director for the Mid-America All-Indian Museum. Candy Taylor will take over October 13th. She currently serves as director of the Comanche Nation Museum and Cultural Center in Lawton, Oklahoma. Taylor will be responsible for managing operations and programming in Wichita. The museum works to preserve the culture of Native Americans for future generations. It has thousands of pieces of contemporary art and artifacts, as well as an outdoor learning center and artist gardens. The museum's former executive director, April Scott, retired in December. The nonprofit group Downtown Wichita will hold its annual fall cleanup today. Volunteers will pick up trash, plant flowers, and paint over graffiti in an effort to freshen up downtown. Supplies will be provided. The event runs from 9 to noon. People can register in advance or show up this morning at the event. Volunteers should wear closed-toe shoes and clothes they don't mind getting dirty. People can park in the Intrust Bank Arena lot or in the Coleman parking lot. More information is at downtownwichita.com. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
There are many things we could say about F in this case.
Many things I might want to say that I'm not allowed to say.
Like fun and fantastic,
fabulous.
You mean?
We jump back into the hardest words ever found on the SATs, moving on to the letter F. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. When the Atlanta band Drop Sonic broke up around 2010, the members of the classic lineup, Dan Dixon, David Chase, and Brian Hunter, didn't think the band would reunite. Then, around 2020, things changed when Dixon and Chase reformed the group with a new drummer. The band released its first album in 15 years earlier this year and is playing its first Wichita show since 2010 tonight at Kirby's. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Drop Sonic guitarist and vocalist and co-founder Dan Dixon, and here's Jed with more.
So what led to Drop Sonic getting back together? Because I was pretty well convinced that this was never going to happen when you guys broke up, you know, about a decade ago.
We reissued all the back catalog during 2020 on vinyl. We ended up putting them out. And that obviously, you know, when you go through your whole catalog like that, you'd start thinking, well, you know, I mean, Dave and Brian had talked about it and with each other and with me, and I was just did not want to do it. And then finally, I was the holdout, I guess, at one point. And I finally was like, you know what? All right, I'm in. I want to come. We were going to do one show. And that was the plan. And it ended up Brian did not do the show. And we had to get our new drummer, Chandler Rents, to fill in for him at that gig, and it was awesome to play with him, and it sounded great. We just decided to keep going, and I didn't want to just keep rehashing and playing those old songs, so the next thing was like, well, let's try writing something and see what happens.
I always kind of wondered if the breakup was this thing where it was like, okay, we've done this for a number of years, we've sold this many records, we've played to these many people, we've hit it pretty hard, but this is about as far as we're going to get with this.
My goal was never to be famous. I never had that as a goal, to be rich or famous or even really to even be on a major label or any of that stuff. My thing was I wanted to make records and I wanted to be respected by my peers and I wanted to ideally make a living in music. 99% of records don't, you know, come huge. Right. They don't, you know, even major label albums back in those days, they would throw money and stuff and it would all 99% of it would tank. And I'm like, if I make a record that I'm not 100% behind and then it fails, which most likely it would. And if that the goal is to be on a big label and to sell a million records or whatever, then what have I done? I made a thing that I don't like and other people didn't like it either. Like then I have nothing at that point. I just would have wasted a couple. You know what I mean? It just never made sense to me. it had to be on my terms, if at all.
Tell me a little bit about bringing William Duvall of Alice in Chains in to help you make this record. He's an old friend of yours. I know that much.
He's just always been into the band, like really loves those records and knows them really well. I was afraid to make some old guy record that was just not going to be like, you know, just feel like, why are we even doing this if it's not going to be great, right? So knowing that he knows the band, what the band's about, he would not want to change, you know, what we're good at or any of that stuff. But I really just used him more as a sounding board. I would send him stuff and just be like, hey man, are we going in the right direction? Like, if you're a real fan of the band, you'll know if this is cool or if it's like, hey man, maybe don't, you know what I mean? Maybe put this away.
So you're coming back to town for this show at Kirby's, which is where I saw you first back in late 2003. I had interviewed you for the weekly newspaper F5. I have vivid memories of that show, but I wonder what your memories are.
I remember it felt like being inside of like a coal miner's lung. I remember that. The smokiest bar I've ever been in. You should have a good fat amount of credit for this, because we were on the cover of the F5. That place was tiny, but it was enough to get that room pretty full, if not totally. I remember it kind of spilling out even to the outside, and it was like a weeknight. And I was surprising to us, because we'd never been to Wichita, and there's all these people. And I remember the cat from the Ricky Fitz called me at the bar. You know, they were like the hot band in the area at the time and all this stuff. And they were like, oh, come over and party with us. I'm like, what is going on in Wichita? Never been here before. And I'm getting calls from some band that's apparently really cool, and this club is full, and we're on the cover of this thing. And I mean, I owe that to you for sure. I mean, that was, it was nuts. So that was really cool, you know, for us. And what was the question?
Dropsonic performs at Kirby's Beer Store tonight. You can read more of this story at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.